Welcome to Homeschool Insights, the show that brings you biblical homeschool encouragement in under 10 minutes. I'm your host, Yvette Hampton. Homeschool Insights is sponsored by CTC Math. If you're looking for a great online math program, visit ctcmath.com and try it for free. Now on to the show. We are talking about simplified homeschooling. And you talked in the last episode that you have seven pillars of simplified homeschooling. And so the first two were religion, but we'll call that biblical worldview, and then reasoning. We talked about those two. So the next three are what, back in the olden days when we were kids, we talked about the three R's, which always was funny to me because, you know, arithmetic and writing don't actually start with R. Reading, writing, and arithmetic. And he said, the three R's. I'm like, well, I'm smart enough to know that that's only one R. So we're going to talk about the three R's, but really the R, the W, and the A. And so we're going to talk about reading, writing, and arithmetic and how those play in. And those are important things that we need to teach our kids and be intentional about. How can those work practically in the world of simplified homeschooling? So let's jump into reading first.
Sure. Reading, oh my gosh, I think this is, that and math are the two subjects that I know terrify most parents when they start thinking about homeschooling. The thought, if they've got young kids who don't read yet, they're like, oh my gosh, how do I teach them to read? It's so important, and they get so stressed. Same thing with math. The wonderful thing about reading is that if you're trying to think of, oh, if my child was in public school in kindergarten, they'd be learning how to read right now. That's not what you do. You get to sit back and let your child listen to wonderful books for a nice long time. That is the best way to give your children a reading foundation, to read aloud to them. So in the early years, it is all about reading aloud to them as much as they will let you do. And they don't have to sit next to you the whole time. They can be reading while, you can be reading while they're playing, while they're, you know, coloring, whatever it is. Put audiobooks on when you're in the car. You know, audiobooks are not cheating, by the way,
for kids
who are learning how to read. It's fantastic for kids who have dyslexia. I have a daughter with dyslexia. Reading for her is audiobooks. I mean, and yes, we work on the decoding thing, but audiobooks are fabulous. So it's all about exposure to print, having books around, reading aloud to them. And honestly, you guys, it's just, here's a letter. Here's the sound it makes. Here's another letter and here's the sound it makes. We put them together this way. That is reading. It's just phonics based. It's very simple. You do not have to have a whole big curriculum. Obviously, if you have a child who has something going on like dyslexia, sometimes that's kind of a different story. But generally speaking, you can wait. I recommend waiting until kids are more like six or seven before you even start trying to teach them to read, unless they are begging earlier. Right. And in which case you just say, we might get this now, we might not. Like, we're going to work on it. Your brain might not have all of the locks open, all the doors open that it needs to learn this. So we'll do as much as we can. It's all good. It's, you really need to pay attention to your child's development and not try to push it.
Yes.
Don't do a lot of requiring in the early years. Just lots of exposure to books. Let them read what they want to within reason. It's about creating a love of learning, of reading in the beginning.
Yeah.
And it is not nearly as hard as it might seem. So do not let it scare you.
Yeah. No, I love that. And I like that you talk about audiobooks and the importance of those. We've talked about that a lot on the podcast. And we've actually had several guests on the podcast who have various audiobook, you know, series and programs and things like that. And they're so important. We love audiobooks in our family and audio dramas too. Those are really fun as well.
Yeah.
But those are great. But also, you know, my youngest, and I've shared this before with my oldest, we used a reading curriculum, but with my youngest, we didn't. And she just kind of learned how to read because we read to her a lot. And we would sit down and have a book open in front of her and we would read the words and she would say, what does that word say? And I would say, you know, and she would, you know, and it just came very naturally for her. It doesn't come as naturally for some kids and they may need a little bit more help. But that's okay if that's how your kids are wired. And so, but yes, it's not as scary. You know, I think this whole idea of bringing our kids home, especially for those parents who have never homeschooled, maybe they just finished the school year and they're planning to homeschool next year, or maybe they just have a little one who's just going into, you know, this, the school age. And, you know, their knees are knocking, they are sweat on their brow. They are terrified because, like you said, they don't know what to do. They're trying to figure this out. So that's why we're here to help you. But yes, don't let this terrify you. It can take a lot of times. And God has made our brains with the ability to learn. And I think we underestimate how God has created our brains to work sometimes.
Yes. So, oh my gosh. Yeah. We are built. There's a quote somewhere that says, fish swim, birds fly, human beings learn. Like that, yeah, God created us to be learners. That is what we do all the time. We're learning. And kids, I mean, we talk about kids being sponges, how they, you know, yeah, they pick up the stuff that we don't even want them to pick up because they're such sponges, you know? But when you know that your child is eager to learn, mm-hmm, and you don't crush it by requiring all sorts of stuff and making it boring and making them sit down when their body is not made to sit down yet. It's made to explore and run and climb and you know, engage physically with the world.
Yep.
That's the biggest thing in the early years, is not doing anything academic.
Yep.
Letting them just reading aloud as much as you can and teaching through life, which parents are wired to do. Yeah. We already do that. We're already counting things, you know, and pointing out letters and singing the alphabet song, and all that stuff is pre-learning activities for math and reading. We do it all the time, just naturally.
Right.
But for some reason, when we say, oh, now it's time to learn to read, we think, oh my gosh, we can't do that.
Right.
You've been teaching your child to read all along. Right. Every time you talk about a letter and its sound and you read aloud to them, you're teaching them to read.
Yeah,
don't get freaked out by the thought that, oh, it's an academic subject.
Right.
And now suddenly I'm not qualified.
Right. No. God's going to give you what you need to teach your kids what they need to learn. So, okay. So that's reading. We love reading. Lots of read alouds. I love that you talk about that. Read aloud to your kids as much as you can. And it doesn't all have to be at one time. You can read to them, you know, 10 minutes in the morning, 10 minutes in the afternoon, and 10 minutes in the evening. I mean, that's 30 minutes of reading, and that's a whole lot of reading in a day and in a week. I mean, it adds up very, very quickly. So spend time reading to your kids, and the relationship that it builds between a parent and child to read to your kids is so important. And it's so gratifying. I love reading with my girls. I've talked about this lots on the podcast, but I still read to my 16-year-old. I mean, usually we have a book that we are all reading together, the three of us, and I love it. It's my favorite part of the day, sitting and reading to my kids. It's so much fun. Yep. Thanks for joining us for Homeschool Insights. For more great homeschool inspiration and resources, listen to the Schoolhouse Rocked podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. And be sure to watch the film Schoolhouse Rocked: The Homeschool Revolution.